People who buy their own healthcare policies through healthcare.gov will pay hundreds of dollars less out of their own pockets starting April 1st. President Joe Biden made that pledge during a visit to the James Cancer Hospital in Columbus, Ohio, where he marked the 11th anniversary of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, the nation's landmark healthcare law that has insured some 23 million people in the U.S.
We have a duty not just to protect it, but to make it better and keep becoming a nation where healthcare is a right for all, not a privilege for a few. When I ran for president, I promised I would build on the foundation of the Affordable Care Act. And just 50 days into my administration, we've delivered on that promise with the American Rescue Plan. It does that by making healthcare more affordable. It means better coverage and lower premiums for millions of Americans. If you enroll in Obamacare, you're going to save an average of $50 a month, $600 a year by the reduction in payments.
Biden says funding from his $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan will help lower premiums. The COVID-19 bill follows the president's strategy of building on the Obama-era health care law to move the U.S. towards coverage for all. It's unclear how big a dent the Biden legislation will make in the number of uninsured people, which has risen to an estimated 33 million or more. According to federal data, 15% of adults in the U.S. remain uninsured. The vast majority of them cite the high cost of health insurance. Biden's announcement marks the biggest expansion of federal subsidies to obtain health insurance since lawmakers enacted the Affordable Care Act.
With the American Rescue Plan and the Affordable Care Act, millions of families will be able to sleep a little more soundly at night because they don't have to worry about losing everything if they get sick.
Biden's move is expected to also help address long-standing problems of affordability, particularly for people with middle-class incomes. Help is also on the way for those laid off during the pandemic. Biden outlined how the subsidies will help working and middle-class families.
For a family of four earning $90,000 a year, that could save you $200 a month in savings. For a 60-year-old couple here in Ohio earning $75,000 per year, it could save them about $1,000 per month and to maintain the same health care. That's $12,000 a year in your pocket that you didn't have before. Because of the American Rescue Plan, if you lost health care because you lost your job or your hours were cut, we pay your contribution and your employer's contribution on a so-called COBRA. The federal government will cover both ends of that COBRA payment.
Biden also extended the deadline to enroll for subsidized health care by 3 months to August 15th. The new subsidies for health care begin April 1st. Republicans see Biden's subsidies as an example of Democratic overreach on the COVID-19 pandemic relief bill. But it's also a savvy political move. The higher health care subsidies keyed to the pandemic expire by the end of 2022, an election year, which Democrats can use to their advantage to make new benefits permanent or even add more. I'm Christina Onnestad reporting for KPFA.